hope you are all doing good. I have been awesome as well. Allah fu Allah. Hey guys, sorry for that. Don't know what happened. Just had to go for that short commercial break and then come back. So how y'all doing? As you always know, this is another awesome episode of the Just Chat podcast. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. What do we say? What do we say, guys? I mean, it's been long and I have a lot to say. I have a lot to tell you guys. Like, it has been good, bad, awesome, faded. I don't know. It's just been really, really an experience learning, you know, getting to involve yourself with different things, different situations, and so many things out here. My name is Danny the Storyteller, or you can call me Daniel, because sometimes I tend to forget. I just start the podcast thinking that everyone remembers or is always tuned in, but hey, that was just a by the way. Yeah, as I said, my name is Danny the Storyteller, or you can call me Daniel. This is Just Chat Podcast, where we entertain, educate, piss off, and definitely get hated on sometimes. But yo, hope you're good. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever you're listening in from. I mean, the 254, that's Kenya. It's Valentine's Day, the 14th. Everyone is loving everyone and trying to show their, you know, affection. Probably want to get laid in the evening or right now. But anyway, yeah, this is probably the day of love in Kenya or wherever you're from. If you all celebrate Valentine's Day, how is it? Probably send me a voice message or a comment down there and tell me how do you all celebrate your lovey-dovey stuff. But yo, that was just a by the way. We are not coming to talk about relationships here. Mm-mm. Well, today is 14th February, my second week of me working from home. Reason being is, guys, I don't even know, I cracked my kneecap, my right kneecap, and it's been crazy. Trust me, if you're a hyperactive person, you'll understand that sometimes you can go wild in the house when you're just locked in. It's literally like house arrest where you just have to stay indoors. Walk, you know, just do some simple physiotherapy to make sure your leg does not forget how to walk. But it's been crazy. I don't know how it happened, to be honest. But this is where you get challenged. Like, your mind, your trust me, your mental state sometimes gets messed around with, because you want to do things, you cannot, you want to walk around. So sometimes you can get stressed out. But I have to tell you guys that I have learned a couple of things actually while being indoors. Yo, number one, it's been crazy. Yo, it's healthy. Trust you me, it's healthy. You gain a lot. But it's whack. Guys, it's work. Whoa, it's crazy. Especially if you enjoy a bath, but for especially if you are a person who does not really like staying at one place. I don't mean in terms of work relations. I mean it can be that, but I'm trying to explain in terms of you like moving around and probably your work related. I mean the creative sector, so it really does demand a lot of movements, you know. So sometimes you feel like you are overloading, or like you are so overloaded, but you feel like you can't do anything because it's like you're, are you getting me? Like, it's crazy. I mean, it's been crazy. Healing process working well. But trust me, it does actually make you stop and actually think about so many things in your life. And I'm not kidding, like, not in an emotional way, but you're like, bro, I have been really taking things super fast. Like, you have been taking things super, super fast. And what I mean by this is that, don't get me wrong, we definitely all want to make that paper. We want to, you know, settle down financially. That's what I mean. You want to, you know, grow your roots, invest, maybe travel the world if you have interests like mine. And definitely any opportunity that comes in, you're like, tap, yo, I'm taking this. Sometimes you don't think about it. Sometimes you're like, you know, I'm just throwing myself in the deep end. It's healthy. Trust me, it works sometimes. Most of the times, it actually just flips on you because, number one, you are not mentally prepared for it. Number two, you are... Sorry, guys, I have to belch. Oh, yeah. Number two, you have not actually tried gauging your strengths, you know, SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, you know, the simple facts that actually will make you understand what you really want in life. This staying at home has really taught me patience, like, a whole lot. I have been enlightened to a deeper way, which sometimes you may not even understand because it's so rowdy out there. Your mind has been put to so many things. There is music, there is hooting of cars, there is, you know, do this, do that, laptops, your eyes are everywhere. You don't even get to focus on your deeper self. Your soul, you know, your not your physical bit, because you definitely work on your physical bit. People want to see you. You want people to see you looking good. But have you thought about, you know, sitting down and trying to take breath exercises? I know it sounds whack, but trust me, it has really opened my eyes to so many things. So actually, don't get me wrong, as I was saying, we all want to succeed. We all want to make that paper, but slowing down actually helps. I can't believe I'm the one saying this on in public radio. Fuck. Ah, damn. Yeah, you need to take a chill pill. Sorry to say, just sit back, relax, and just look at the way ahead. Sometimes you may be blinded. You may have actually passed your road and gone the wrong one just because you are moving so fast. You're like, I need to get there, man. Yes, you definitely got, you know, some, you know, change here and there, and you are like, oh, I'm actually making. But eventually you're like zero. You forgot that probably you left that simple way behind that would have actually been the way, but you didn't slow down to actually look, you know, right, left, back, forward, and gauge the way. So mufikiria, I think sometimes sometimes silence helps. I mean, working from home is definitely quite demanding because you have to make your own work environment. You have to make your own timelines. You have to make sure you wake up in the morning. If you used to work out, shower before you get busy, because sometimes you don't even have that time to actually, because you're literally working from home, if you're getting me. But you do have some freedom, definitely. You can make some lunch. You can, you know, use your time to do some things while you have some extra time, because that movement is restricted and so many things are restricted, which add a little bit of time to your schedule. But here's the thing, guys, well, it has actually taken a lot to change, to try and fix things. Not change is inevitable, definitely, but trying to fix things is way harder because you're trying to amend, you know, the broken walls. the cracked edges that definitely, not my cracked kneecap, yo, don't make jokes, man. This stuff really literally was killing me one day. But if you come to think of it, actually, if you're as I said, if you've been listening to my podcast, if you're comfortable, being alone, not lonely, there's a difference between you being comfortable being alone and you being lonely. Those are totally two different things, worlds apart, so don't get me wrong. And in as much as we all want to succeed and all that stuff, I think it's high time you just sit back and look at what have I been doing. Track yourself. I mean, I have literally tracked myself from, don't say millennial, oh, is when you mean he, a decade, 12 years, yeah, I think so. Just tracking my progress from high school stuff just made me recall and try and figure out this mental state that has been really affecting me. Because now, guys, if you actually sit alone and try and meditate, man, trust me, meditation and yoga helps. It's nothing feminine, it's just an exercise. So this stereotype of y'all, I wanna just build muscle, yes, we don't refuse, you build it. Oh, you guys are fine. It's definitely good to stay healthy, work out, do that, but also include some yoga, trust me. Oh, meditation opens your mind to so many things and so many angles of life that you never saw. I know this is a definitely weird podcast if you've been listening to me or trying to engage with me. So this is, I learned number one, that was number two was patience. So on a weekend when I was free, a couple of friends took me out just to get me out of the house and just make me forget, because definitely you do actually get really stressed staying indoors and seeing your leg like that, and you're like, what the hell, is it ever gonna heal or am I gonna walk? It's just so many thoughts happening randomly, you just can't picture them. So they literally came for me, picked me up with a car, took me around. We went so many places. I don't even know how we got to Thika, but we did. That was so weird. But we did. We weren't even planning to go that far. We even got. That was weird. It was just a funny day, but a really awesome day, if you ask me. It was really enlightening, opened my eyes to so many things. You meet people who are way enlightened and understand how the world works sometimes, because there are so many things happening nowadays you are not even able to fathom whether it's gonna affect you or not, gonna affect their counterpart, that party. It's yeah. So when I was taken out, just around listening, we had a chat, very intense chat. I don't know, you actually get to see the realness of people when you really, for lack of a better word, need their help at that time, because just opened you to some things you were locking away, like friendships that you probably tried running away from because you felt like you were better off, trying to focus on yourself. It is healthy, but you see a bigger picture. You see that sometimes your mental state needs a solid ground where you can actually, go talk about things as boys and girls and just chill. It's okay being the lone wolf. I don't mind. It's actually very healthy knowing yourself. It helps you rejuvenate your mental state and your spirituality in so many ways. But sometimes being around a circle that understands you, they don't have to be so many people, one or two, because I only have two homies, if you ask me. Right now, yeah. No means I mean the boys, just showed me how people actually hold you close to their heart, and as much as you try forgetting, avoiding, trying to challenge yourself to be like, you need to focus. And knowing people actually makes you progress in life. also works on your health and your spirituality, because it also feeds your soul healthy things and your body. Body? Why am I wearing? Your body. Hey, your body. Your body will be also a counterpart to health benefits. So here are three funny facts I learned when I was here. I never knew this, trust me. Maybe you all knew, but I didn't know. So in 90 days, you have new blood. Like, I don't know how that works. I was just doing weird discovery things because I was bored. And in 90 days, you have new blood. So your blood replenishes itself. Your blood is clean after 90 days. And that's why you told probably fast a little bit, because actually opens up your mind to very many things. In 2 years, you have new bones. In 2 years, your bones are stronger, your bones are more masculine. If you've been working out, they become stronger. If you had a broken bone, it heals itself literally and rapidly, miraculously. If it was broken, you'll just feel the edge, but trust me, you won't even break at all there ever again. And if you ever look at it, where you broke is probably quite harder than other bones. But anyway, that's what I learned. Here's a funny thing. I had a jaw that was not working well. If I yawned, it would actually get out a little bit from its socket. That sounds weird. Trust me, it sounds like a weird Joker thing when he smiles too much. But it's gone right now. It's gone. Literally, I yawn and I don't hear it again. Like, I don't feel it. Like, I can... Yo, like, this shit ain't weird. It's not crazy. It's just biological. Like, that's how we are. So 2 years bones, 90 days, and toxins also get out of our body in their own way. I think it's 3 months, I don't know, but I can't remember that fact. But those two I'm quite sure of, because I did very intense research. I was like a mad weird nerd scientist in the house, like, where? So it makes you different. And you learn that sometimes you need to, you know, face some things you probably, you know, just, for example, if you offended someone, call them, you know, just apologize. You're like, yo, I know we messed up, but I really want to say I'm sorry for this and this. No need to be friends. No, just, you know, you just want to let go and just be free from all that negativity and aura and energy that's been around you. Through all this time, through the silence, my mind opened. I haven't been really probably thinking straight for a couple of days or sometimes, and you're just bombarded with so many things because you're trying to write. I write, I do a podcast, I'm working, I'm just sits you down and is like, bro, what do you really want in life? Trust me, taking risks is really hard, but most of the things that happen don't come easy, and sometimes you just have to sit down and try and see what can I sacrifice so that I can actually get to the place I want to be. We are not getting into the crazy weird, you know, sacrifice things and stuff. That's way deeper, and I don't want to dive into that. That's a whole topic, guys, trust me. That's a whole crazy ass topic. But you guys should try this. I mean, yo, don't go out there and crack your kneecaps and then be like, yo, I need done working. No, I don't mean that. I mean, look for some time. I mean, if you're self-employed, good to you, man. You have time. Just go sit down, think about your life. You're also employed, think about your future. Think about, is that what you want for the rest of your life? Is that what you want? Because growth is a personal choice. Growth is inevitable, yes, but sometimes it is also a personal choice. Not sometimes, sorry, scratch that. It is a personal choice, because change is inevitable. Yes, you will change and you will advance in one way or another, but do you want to advance limitlessly, or do you want to advance with a limit? Do you want to be a liability? Do you want to let people always be, you know, when they see, they're like, ah, okay, this person keeps saying the same ass story all the damn time. I have really learned a lot even while working. Met people who really probably open your eyes and try to challenge you to so many things, or probably show you the bigger picture of life. We are different, and where people go wrong is that when people say in Swahili, they say in English, if I try and translate it, say you're not seeing the world the way I'm seeing it. And fact remains, I will never see the world how you see it. That's a dead ass fact, because your experience of your world is different from my experience of my world. From day one, it will never be the same. It will never come. We are from parallel experiences of life. What you're experiencing will never be my experience. Even when it comes to death, your experience will never be my experience. My world will be different to your world, in as much as we lost someone in both our lives. We experience the same thing, but how life works we will never experience what it will be different. Our worlds are so different. We're just connected in different ways, but experience wise, world wise, you are not experiencing the same thing. So if someone comes and tells you opinions, remember my last podcast was about opinions. If they try and tell you that, just try and gauge where they are going or where they are. If they are actually in the higher ups, then come on, it's a good opinion. Don't take into consideration every single thing. Definitely you have bite marks that you have actually cultivated out of, you know, the conversation. But to me, if you ask me, taking time alone, damn, that thing actually just rejuvenates you to a whole new level. You know, sometimes maybe things happen for a good ass reason. And that's why I'm saying I don't know how this happened. I was just doing my normal working out, and poof, following morning I just have a weird ass swell on my knee. I can't really walk well when I go to hospital, MRI. It was just a whole epic whole week of so many shenanigans happening. Funny thing, I never felt so much pain on the leg. I don't know about my tolerance, but that's the weird thing. Don't want to go deep into the mystical stuff. Trust me, I'm very cryptic. Ooh, if you know me, I can be like, maybe I'm mutating, man. Sorry, I'm a nerd, but yeah. Some things just happen for weird-ass reasons. The universe wants you to just wait, chill. I feel like the universe has been telling me to, bro, you need to stop. I'll be like, yo, I need to get there, man. If anyone who's listening to this, if you know me very well, I'm like, yo, we're doing this. Okay, sir, let's do it. Let's go. I do get bored very fast. I've always said that. But sometimes when I see the bigger picture and I know, like, yo, this is it, man. Like, I am very stubborn when it comes to that. My beliefs stand to be my beliefs. So you guys, this is definitely me sharing my experience and telling you guys that there are so many benefits to you trying to slow down and understand who you are, where you're coming from, understand your mental state, because trust me, sometimes also it does mess with your mental state, because you need to focus. You need to understand your spirituality as well. You need to understand where you lie, because trust me, in as much as we refuse to say this, people have chosen the dark side, the light side, you know. Yeah. But those people understand what they want, and that's why they're there. They can't do that for no good ass reason. They can be like, I want to have fun, man. Even the mafias and the yakuza, they know what they're doing. They have their rules. If you love documentaries, you should listen to one where the yakuza say, I can't remember his name, was he called himself the Lion. He was one mafia, was in prison and now came back, he's reformed, you know, all this stuff, jurisdictions in the US. But anyway, he said that the mafia don't kill. Like, it's just the rule. Like, they only hurt those people who hurt their side. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, you do not need to focus on so many things at once. You need to have a routine. You need to have your own vision board. It doesn't have to be physical, it can be in your head. You need to make the right choices, and that needs stable and sober minds. And you need to gauge, because we all have different futures, we all have different urges, we all have different successes. You are the one who determines where you want to be. I mean, even your parents don't have a say. They were there as guardians. Sometimes they did mess up because they forced you to do things you never wanted. But hey, this is Africa. We all have our cultures, man. But it's never too late, guys. I mean, don't want to be a motivational speaker, because I'm not. I don't like those people. But, well, what I know for sure, is, in one way or another, you will definitely get to that pillar. Your timelines will only differ if you only decide to actually make the right choices, right risks, and wrong decisions sometimes, so that you can learn from the experience. So I know this was definitely a short-ass podcast. I do want to make it like 40 minutes and blah, 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 blah. It's also still a working day. So I love you guys, man. Like, understand who you are, understand where you're coming from, understand your background, your culture, like where you're from, like the roots. Understand that so that you can understand your origin, because sometimes you're brainwashed with so many westernized cultures that we forget that sometimes, or back in the day, we did have a lineage that we were, you know, brought up from. Yeah, the mysteries of the world are so many. Yeah, you might go wild or mad if you think too much about them. But what I can say is that there is always beauty in expression. Success is the best revenge. And Danny the Storyteller. Hey. Tumetoka. Anyway, that was just a blabber out. Anyway, love you guys. See you in the next episode. Have a good one. And yeah, whatever you said.